This desirable treasure was made at the request of the famed King of the Franks. A beryl stone placed in the middle contains a depiction of how in Daniel Susanna was evilly condemned by the old judges. The stone shows the skill of its art by the variety of its work.
It probably remained at Volzor until French revolutionary troops looted the abbey in the 1790s. Perhaps it was they who threw the crystal, clearly made for a hateful king, into the nearby river Meuse. When it was found, it was cracked, but otherwise completely undamaged, because rock crystal is astonishingly tough. It's very hard and cannot be chiselled, but must be ground instead with abrasive powders. The whole thing would have taken an immense amount of time and great skill to work, which is why these crystals were such luxury objects. We don't know what the original purpose of our Susanna crystal was. Possibly it was an offering to a shrine, but it was, in every sense, an object fit for a king.
By the time the crystal was made, Charlemagne's empire had broken down, and the whole of Northwest Europe was divided between three members of his squabbling and profoundly dysfunctional family. The squabbles ultimately resulted in the empire being divided into three parts: an eastern kingdom that would later become Germany, a western one that would become France, and Lothar's middle kingdom, called Lotharingia, which ran from modern Belgium down through Provence into Italy. But Lothar's middle kingdom was always the weakest of the three, forever threatened by wicked uncles on either side. Lotharingia needed to be able to defend itself. It needed a strong king.
We know almost nothing about the court of Lothar II.
Professor Rosamund McKittrick from Cambridge University.